Putting Events and Gala Show.
Hi, my name is Josh. I'm from the home care agency, Family First. You actually reached out to us a couple of times.
Yes.
About Emily Liebrand?
Yes. You said
Hello?
Family First?
I'm sorry, a little bit of a bad connection.
No, I'm here. You said Family First?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Family First, yeah. It's a little bit breaking up a little of the service, but yeah, the connection.
Yes.
So I wanted to follow up because I know you tried a couple of times. We reached out to Emily and her son, Richard. We'd love to work with them. I'm not sure if there was some confusion, but we're ready to set it all up.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Since the last time I talked to you, she's on Switch God knows how many times. I'm going to be honest with you. So it
okay.
Sounds crazy.
She what? She what? What did you say?
She switched several agencies.
Oh.
Like, we're literally in the middle of switching again.
Oh, one of those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm
shocked. And yeah, it's like a red flag type situation.
Right.
So I'm allowed the new people to deal with the, Lord forgive me, antics, because I know this is a recorded line, but to deal with that,
yeah.
I don't want to put that on anyone. So she literally switched provider agencies, and this is no lie, Josh. At least three, she tried to switch it three times in a week.
Wow.
And it was, and when I say every time I get a call, I document, like, in our system, because you're giving, like, my antennas are up now. Like, do you have someone, like, manipulating you, or you get what I'm saying? So
yes, I'm paying
a special attention to it. And then each agency, it's a different person that she's asking to be. So it's just really weird. And even her son, Richard, is confused because I've learned to three-way call, like call him first and then have him call his mom.
Right.
So he can hear the buffoonery on the phone so it doesn't look like I'm not doing my job. And he's even like, this is crazy. The latest thing happened yesterday, and I called him on the phone. Well, I texted him first and was like, well, you know, did you know that mom is no longer going with helping hand. She's going with help at home. So he texted me back and was like, well, where did help at home come from? She was just saying, I said, exactly. I said, so I'm going to call you in like 2 minutes and we're going to discuss it. So he's like, well, when did she do? I said, listen, everything she's doing is beyond me. It's around Lydia, so I can't speak to. I can only speak to when the providers reach out to me like, hey, like you, Josh, are we still good? And I'm like, well, you know, so I can only speak to what I'm about to know from providers. Because her and whomever she picks at that time are literally doing their own thing. And that's okay, but just know that you're holding up the process, you know, and that's just what it's going to be until this new place onboards your person. At that time, they'll be able to give me a start date. So the person you're with now, you're stuck, you know, providing services because I'm the one who holds the authorization in my palm, and you're not
right.
giving me what I need. So,
right.
yes. Yes, so I just yeah.
Okay. Now I understand. Okay,
I've
been doing Philly a long time, so I've seen it all. If there's any way I can help, you know, you can keep this my direct line, whatever. But for right now, I understand. I wish I could help more. Because I know it's and if there are any other members who need my assistance, you know, who maybe I can help get, you know, make your life less stressful, more easier, then you can keep me in mind for that as well. We do.
I definitely appreciate you very much. I really do.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, pleasure. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.